Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday. It is Monster Monday, my darlings. Listen, it is Monster Monday up in here. I am telling you because these people, these employees, I don't know what to do with them. Listen, they got free drinks. They get free food. What else can you give these people to make them happy? So listen, they can drink all the liquor they want all day long. Don't have to pay for it. They can eat all the food they want to eat, and they don't have to pay for it, and they're still not happy. So it is just like Monster Monday up in here because they are giving me a freaking heart attack, I'm telling you. Listen. But it's Musical Monday, too, as well. It is champagne day for me all day today, baby. Listen, it is Monday, September the 12th, 2022, 2:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa. And I do have an honorary member in India, Karan Bhattati. Listen, this show is being brought to you by GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumba Rum, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Please do visit Gumba Rum online for all your rum libation needs. Gumba Rum is the wickedest, smoothest rum in Boston. Listen. I want y'all to do me just a little bit of favor. You know you're not working, you at your desk, you ain't working, you ain't doing nothing, so listen, take out your dusters, dust off your laptop, your desktop, and your mobile devices. Use the keyword, Fierce Female, on Facebook. When the page come up, give it a like and a follow. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Now listen, y'all, listen, Mama got some super bad music. Yes, indeed. Got some super bad music up in here on today. Listen, independent artist Brandon Hamilton and independent artist Twiggy Quinn. Listen, they both are super bad. They both are phenomenal. And let me tell you, my darlings, it is millionaire music from both of them. Millionaire music. I tell you, it's millionaire music because you know what? It is creating income in multiple streams of income. I'm telling you, honey. Now, listen, let me get on down with it. But you know what? Their music is going to be heard by who? Who is going to be hearing the music, y'all? Come on, internet. Work with me today. Would you please work with me? Keep on. Yes, indeed. Your music is being heard by people all over the world. People all over the world. Yes, indeed. Up first is independent artist Brandon Hamilton. Listen, he has a really, really phenomenal voice. He is great. He's a great artist. And Brandon Hamilton is coming to us from Newcastle, Australia. He's a singer and songwriter from Newcastle, Australia. Listen, while he was in a band, Brandon supported artists such as John Stevenson from Dragon, You and I, and Blue Juice. Also, he also co-wrote two songs that reached number one on the Triple J Unearthed charts. So listen, I want you guys to dig on this. Dig on this. Listen, go on, get your cheesecake. Get your, listen, it is almost like Golden Girls hours around here. Y'all know like Golden Girls when they would discuss things and they would sit around the table and they would go and get the cheesecake. Well, listen, let me tell you, the cheesecake is coming out because Brandon is getting ready to sing. We're going to have our champagne and our cheesecake, and we are going to enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. This one is called It Feels Right. It Feels Right. Take a listen to
my head up so high. You made me feel like you were what I've been missing so high. I spent my days thinking finally you're the one I thought I'd find. If it feels right. But it's been a long time since you've been around here to you. I have a reason or alibi, tell me so I can get through. You said I'm all you needed, please don't ever change. But it's time we go our separate ways. But it hurts like hell when I want you to stay. Does it feel, yeah, it feels right. It feels right. Is it be true? If it is, you gotta let me know. But it feels so right, why'd you ever wanna let me go? I spend my days like it's gonna end anyway, why should I try? Such a fool on my hands and knees, feeling like I'm paralyzed, yeah. Like I'm paralyzed, like I'm paralyzed, You said I'm all you needed, please don't ever change. But it's time we go our separate ways. But it hurts like hell when I want you to stay. Cause it feels, yeah, it feels right. Oh, it feels right, yeah. It feels right, But it's time we go our separate ways. But it hurts like hell when I want you to stay. Cause it feels, it feels. You said I'm all you needed, please don't ever change. But it's time we go our separate ways. But it hurts like hell when I want you to stay. It feels right.
Yes, 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 yes. Let me tell you something. Everybody is asking for brand new music on Twitter. You guys know this is a live show. It is not pre-recorded. And so on Twitter, they always ask for brand new music, the different people in my feed on Twitter, and I just love them to pieces, to pieces, to pieces. They are phenomenal music promotion. So what's going to happen when the music is playing, I'm going to be sending your Spotify link, Brendan Hamilton's Spotify link, to different individuals with new opportunities. Now, listen, that song, It Feels Right, and you know what? Stardom feels right on him. You know, he is the boss sauce. That is the boss sauce. That song, listen, his vocals are very, very strong. I like that. And listen, and he sang, he owned that song. It Feels Right. He owned it. He owned it. Owned it. And you know, the Fierce Men Network presents Superstars of Today and Superstars of Tomorrow. And I'm still talking about Oma Line because she is a superstar of today. She was on the broadcast a couple of months ago, and she came back in July, and she did a special broadcast, Christmas in July, and I'm telling you, Spirit showed up and spoke some things over her music career, and she's doing them right now. Just on yesterday, she walked in New York. Spirit said she would do some fashion, and you know what, down in New York City, she participated in the New York City Fashion Week, and she walked the runway, and she performed in Broadway. So listen, it is no joke. I may have an opportunity to play her testimony and her shout-out today. You'll hear it from her, from Oma Line yourself. So listen, for Brendan Hamilton, yeah, baby, listen, he's walking in the sunshine. He's walking in sunshine. Oh, he's walking on sunshine. Listen, he is a superstar. So listen, superstar looks good on him. Superstardom looks good on him. I have another song for him I'm going to play on today. That was It Feels Right, and I have another one that's from him I'm going to play as well. He's from Australia. He is doing a great, awesome job. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Listen, also I have an artist, Twiggy Quinn, and listen, she is the queen. You hear what I'm saying up in here? She is the queen. Her song is just dynamite, just dynamite, just dynamite, just dynamite. Her on-air, her stage name is Twiggy Quinn. The name of the song is Closer. Her name is Isabella Raphael Gabriello, okay? So listen, also known as Twiggy Quinn, she is a Belgian-Brazilian singer, songwriter, and pole dancer. She's a pole dancer, baby. You know what I'm saying? Well, listen, she is no stranger to the entertainment world, and dream about being a professional ballerina. So as a young girl, she wanted to be a professional ballerina, but unfortunately, she had a little incident that happened when she was younger. She had an accident. I think she broke her foot, I think it was. So she wanted to be a ballet dancing since the age of 4, and she danced quite a bit. But she had an injury that forced her to surrender her dreams at age 16. She had a broken foot. So listen, you know, sometimes life brings you a different plate. Listen, sometimes, now listen, I'm going to go into a life lesson. Y'all know Mama is a trained, licensed life coach, trained by Monique Carradine. You know, these life lessons just come up. Y'all know I tell stories and tell you about life lessons. So anyway, Monique Carradine was a reporter for Channel 32 News. She was a reporter and journalist. She trained me as a life coach. I had the pleasant opportunity to work with her and get trained by her. She's all living in Hawaii now. She's just gone from Chicago. But listen. Let me tell you something about Isabella. I was talking about her bio. She was a ballerina, and she had an injury, and so life gave her another plate. Listen, let me tell you something before I play her song Closer. Sometimes in life, and a lot of times in life, we experience this. We'll be eating from one plate, the plate that we think we're supposed to be eating on all the time. But listen, sometimes your plate gets changed. Sometimes the universe will take away the plate that you're eating from. And when I say take away the plate, something may happen, like Isabella Twiggy Quinn. She had an injury, and the universe gave her a different plate. So listen, when the universe serves you a different plate, you got to learn how to use the plate that's sitting in front of you. You may not like the vegetables that's on the plate. You may not like the meat that's on the plate. But listen, honey, you got to arrange the food that's on the plate in a way that makes a picture that you can work with. Okay, you understand me? So listen, that is what Twiggy Quinn did. The universe served her a different plate. She looked at the plate, and she knew she wanted to do entertainment, so she started singing. She used whatever was on that plate to create a different picture. And that's what you guys Christ got to do sometimes. We all got to do that. So listen, it could be a health challenge. Like in my case, y'all know I'm just transparent. So in my case, I had a lot of health challenges that was of no doing of myself. So listen, and then the universe gave me a plate, and the plate looked all messy and crazy. I'm like, what is this? You know, it looked like chitlins. The universe served me chitlins. So listen, I was eating from one plate that looked like pot roast. And then I had this whole big old thing that happened, and the universe gave me chitlins. What the hell am I going to do with chitlins? You know what I'm saying? That's the worst thing that anybody could ever eat in their whole entire life. So listen, I had to take that chitlin and make me a peach cobbler. I learned how to make some peach cobbler. So listen, listen, listen. And it feels mighty good. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it just happens that way. So listen, this song is called Closer. You're going to love it. This girl is phenomenal. This is Closer, Closer, Closer. While the music was playing, I was sending Spotify links out to those who is asking for brand new music. So that was about 400,000 plus. Now, when I say 400,000, that does not mean you're getting 400,000 plays on your Spotify profile. So listen, the way that it goes down, let me bring this up here. Give me 1 minute. So what happens, different ones are asking for new music, and a lot of them do listen to the music, okay? So the one person that has the account listens to the music, and they decide if they're going to put you on a playlist. For instance, let me give you an example. let's see here, C Major Independent Music Blog, they have 14,000 followers. And right now they're asking for brand new music. And then also Electric Music Magazine has 42,000 followers on their Twitter platform. And so they're asking for new artists and to send you new music. So what I do is send you a Spotify link to different ones that consistently ask for new music all day, every day. And so when they'll say it's new music time, follow me, and some of them will say, I'm listening to new music right now. And they'll say, drop your link, drop your link, drop your link. And that's what I do. I'll drop the link. For instance, Electric Music Magazine, as I said, 42,000. And then Hub UK, let me click on them real quickly. Hub UK is asking for new music. So right now I'm just doing this live. I'm sending Brandon's Spotify link. There we go. And so Hub UK, let me check them out real quickly. Their platform, Hub UK, come on, move it. There you go. Hub UK has 23,000 followers, and so they are checking out new music, and they're deciding if they want to put your song on their playlist, and which is really great, and it is awesome, and they do this all the time. It really helps to get you some streams and plays. Not overnight, people, not overnight, so please don't send me. I get messages all day long, it drives me crazy. They want 1 million, somebody yesterday wanted 1 million plays, and I'm like, he's like, how do I get 1 million plays? I'm like, Jesus Christ, and then he sent me the song, I'm like, well, no wonder, you know what I mean, and you know, I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, but you know, it's really unrealistic to think that you're going to get a million plays in like 5 minutes. Who thinks that? And then when you send me the song, I was like, well, no wonder you have no plays. You know, and I'm like, oh, Jesus, I'm so sorry. You know what I mean? So listen, Brandon is the boss sauce. He is going to own Superstardom because he's wearing it very well in the music that he has. And so is artist Twiggy Quinn. I'm going to send her a link in just a moment. That song, Closer, it's just mainstream. Listen, Twiggy Quinn is just like a pop. She's a pop superstar right now. You understand me? So listen, when I say right now, I don't mean right now standing in this minute. I'm saying right now in the universe because it's going to catch up with you. Your talent, your place is going to catch up with you. So listen, when you are talented like Brandon, when you are talented like Twiggy Quinn, when you're talented like that, the universe, of course, open doors of opportunity because it is attracted to you. They got great energy. They have great vibration. Their frequency is awesome. Even when I talk to them doing business and doing transaction with them, their energy is phenomenal. So listen, hands down. I don't even have to think about it. Hands down for Brandon and Twiggy Quinn. Yep, spot on. Stardom is there. So listen, for Brandon Hamilton, and when I say that, I'm not just a words is just not falling out of my mouth. You understand me? So listen, and what I do is I read their spirit. Listen, you know, you understand? So listen, it is real, and I'm also going to play Omalani's, her testimony and how it happened. She's so excited. So listen, This Is Me is coming up next by Brandon. This Is Me. The name of the song is This Is Me. He is so awesome. I just love this. Here we go. We're going to play this for you. Take a listen. Also, I want you guys to follow me on Amazon and Audible, whatever your favorite streaming platform is. You can follow me. I would really appreciate it. What happens, you will get a notification. You'll get a notification. Every time a show is scheduled, you will get a notification, okay? And then that way you won't miss out on any of this good stuff. This is a lot of good stuff that's going on. Good stuff. Nothing but good stuff around here. Nothing bad. So this is me by Brandon Hamilton.
I'm fearless, forgiving, and always on the run. Fragile, fragmented from everything I've done. To conscious say that everything is never as it seems. But I have left the scars I hide. My history I keep inside. My blue or black, so incomplete. Misunderstood, the myths and faith. I'll say the words to everyone can see. But there's me. I'm headstrong and reckless, with nothing left to lose. Persistent, tired and confused. Under my skin, a paper thin, so where do I begin? Well, I have left the scars I hide, my history I keep inside.
audacious, so shattered and undone. Divided, defenseless, exposed and beaten down. So jaded, separated, vindicated.
It's been a stone cold blast. I am pretty much out of time. But listen, let me do this for you real quick. I was sending Twiggy Quinn's Spotify link to new opportunities and new resources over on Twitter. Listen, I want you guys to hear this for yourself. This is Omalani. She did a musical salute on the show a couple of months ago. Check out what happened.
What's up, my people? I just want to give the biggest shout out to the fiercest network out there, which is called the Fierce Female Network. And for those of you who are tuned in, I don't want you to just see this about entertainment, because this network is about ordainment. My name is Omilani, and I appeared on the show, and at the time, the things that are going on now weren't even in sight. But that's when your illustrious hostess, Miss Queen Fierce herself, predicted things that I am now accomplishing. She listened to my music and went past the rhythm and the elements that she liked about the music. She said, hey, you know what you should do? You should go into fashion. Then she also said, you know what else? You should go to Broadway or something like that. And here I am, about to do my first fashion show, and I'm going to be doing this fashion show just a couple of blocks from Broadway. And on top of that, there's going to be a big billboard of me right there in Times Square, New York. All of this was predicted on the show before this even happened. So dreams really do come true, and sometimes people have the foresight and insight to see into you.
All right, that is Omalani. Yes, indeed. It was going down for her this weekend. She walked the runway, New York City Fashion Week. She did it. She did it on yesterday. And she sang on Broadway. Listen, and a billboard. So that's a lot. That's a lot to take in. I am telling you what God him to. Listen, I am pretty much out of time. So listen, it is on the reel around here. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. Awesome entertainers on today. Awesome entertainers, Brandon Hamilton and independent artist Twiggy Quinn was just phenomenal. I love what they have. I love their music, and I did send out the Spotify links to different individuals, different platforms. Also, you guys, make sure you're creating a list and a network of bloggers, music bloggers. That's another great way to get eyeballs in front of your name, get, you know, eyeballs on your name and your music. Have music bloggers to write about you, to write about your story, write about your bio, write about your music. How they, especially with Twiggy Quinn, how she went from being a ballerina, dream of being a ballerina, and getting into music. That's a great story. That's a great hook. That's a great thing that music bloggers would love to write about. So listen, you guys, use all the media, social media that you can. When it comes to PR, there is never enough. You can always have more PR, more media. And so don't forget about your music bloggers. They are great, great, great tools to use. And sponsored tweets. Do you guys do sponsored tweets? Did you know, as artists, as influencers, you guys are influencers, so you probably never even thought about this. Being an independent artist, you are an influencer, and that means that you can get paid for sending a tweet. You can get paid for sending a tweet about your music if you go to sponsored tweets. I don't know if you've ever thought about this. If you have a really nice fan base page on Facebook, also have a nice Facebook Twitter page, you can get paid for tweeting or posting on Facebook and tweeting on Twitter. So listen, the stronger your page, the more you get paid. So listen, if you have like maybe 5,000 or 6,000 followers on Twitter or on Facebook, you know, $50. You can start out at like $50. So listen, when you see people that's on, let me tell you this here, which I know you guys already know. When you see people who are high profile or celebrities and they're doing a tweet or they're on Facebook and they're talking about a product, and you already know that they're getting paid gazillions of dollars. Some of them are getting like $1,500. Some are getting $2,500. Some of them are getting $5,000, depending on how strong their fan base is. And so they are influencers. They're called influencers. It is influencer marketing. And so they're getting paid top dog dollar for just doing a post of maybe a video that's maybe 5 minutes. Can you imagine getting paid $5,000 for 5 minutes? It is possible. And so if you are an independent artist like Brandon Hamilton and Twiggy Quinn and you have a strong fan base, you can tweet on Twitter. You can go to Sponsor Tweets, create an account, and then you can get started. That's I'm talking about Millionaire Music, honey. So listen, that's another revenue stream. And when you tweet on Twitter, you know, they have opportunities. You have to check for opportunities. And so once you get the hang up, it's really, really easy, very easy. They'll tell you how much your account can pull in. They'll do that. They got the little algorithm thing going on. And so they'll tell you where you are on the chart and how much you can pull in from just one tweet. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And of course, making money is fun. So listen, I'm not sure if you ever thought about that. Just something to put in your thinking cap, okay? So listen, I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and
you motivate.